Bibles to the Gospel of John. Chapter 1. There are no changes in regards to our services during this holiday season. Nothing is altered today, and nothing is scheduled to be altered next Sunday. So pray the Lord would bless our coming together and be with us, make His presence known. This is the season. I got up here, should I say Merry Christmas? Or should I say Happy Holiday, which is more appropriate? Makes better sense. These are days that a lot is placed upon us. We have a lot of decisions to make in the course of getting through the season and the end of the year. Christmas can be said to come with a lot of baggage. Christmas comes to us in this country with a lot of influences, with a lot of parts. There was a time in the United States of America when Christmas was frowned upon and not observed. The holiday does not originate with us. It rambled around and went all over the earth many years before it got to us here in North America. How do you navigate through this, all of this? I think I've told you before, but it bears repeating. As we get into these holiday seasons each year, there's three things I think we need to do to navigate through this time. First thing I would always encourage you to do is remember you're a Christian 365 days out of the year. Our convictions and our beliefs are not given to change with season or holiday. What we should do, what we shouldn't do, what is right, what is wrong, what is sin, what is obedience, what is appropriate, never changes in these matters of conscience. Always remember, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year, we're Christians. Make your choices and your decisions accordingly. Second piece of advice and wisdom I would give you is always keep the focus on your family. These are family times. These are times when we are blessed of God in our families and blessed of God in our families to be together, to enjoy each other's company. And we need to always find time for family. Don't lose the focus. Third piece of wisdom or advice I would give you is whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all to the glory of God. Remember, you're a Christian every day out of the year. doesn't change with a holiday. Keep the focus on your family and ask God to bless your family and the coming together of family. And whatever you do, be able to do it. Be able to say that you do it for the honor and glory of God. And if you can't say that, don't do it. Makes the choice pretty simple. We think about the season, the holiday of Christmas. Many place a lot of emphasis upon a baby in a manger. One named Jesus. The Bible tells us just enough about the birth of Jesus Christ to confirm the prophecies and to fulfill the prophecies of the Old Testament concerning Christ. The Bible tells us just enough for us to be able to say this Jesus that was born in Bethlehem, this Jesus was the Messiah, was the promised one. The Lord gives us just enough to be able to confirm this Jesus. But the Bible doesn't give us so much as to imply we're supposed to celebrate his birthday. There's a kind of a being between the rock and a hard place there. The Bible tells us enough about the birth of Jesus Christ so that we can confirm he was indeed the Messiah, and they could of that time confirm he was the Messiah. The Bible doesn't go overboard and doesn't exhaust the subject, so we needn't get all carried away with thinking we need to have a birthday party for Jesus every year. The focus of Scripture, the focus of the ministry, the focus of the Lord's church is the preaching of this Jesus in his death, burial and resurrection to save sinners. This Jesus. In the records that we find in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the records that we find, they tell us about this Jesus. And the focus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John concerning the facts regarding the birth of Jesus Christ do not draw our attention to a baby, but they draw our attention to this Jesus. This Jesus. In John chapter 1 here, verse 1 through 5, and then going down to verse number 14, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Verse 14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth." The Word was made flesh. I believe John is referring to the birth of Jesus Christ. His coming in the flesh. I believe that's a reference to the fact that he became a human being. He became a man when he was born of the Virgin Mary. And in this passage of Scripture, we see three things about this Jesus. Verse number one says, "In the beginning was the Word." Very similar wording to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God was. God is revealed as eternal. God existed before anything was created, and He created all things. And in John's gospel here, in reference to Jesus, it says, "In the beginning was the Word." In the beginning was this Jesus. So it means the same thing as is found in the book of Genesis. In the beginning, Jesus was. When the Word was made flesh, that did not mark the beginning of Jesus. Jesus is eternal. Jesus was eternal. In the beginning was the Word. Then it tells us in verse number one, the last part of this verse, "And the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Second thing it tells us about this Jesus is that He was God. He's deity. He was, implying Jesus was eternal. He was with God. He was God. In verse number 3, "All things were made by Him." By who? This Jesus. "All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning was the Word," or was Jesus Christ. Eternal deity, the Creator. This Jesus. This Jesus. We need to be careful about keeping Jesus as a baby in a manger. Because if we keep Jesus as a baby in the manger, we're implying He had a starting point. And He didn't have a starting point. He's eternal. He is God in the flesh. He was the Creator. This Word was made flesh. This Word became man. This one named Jesus took on the form of man, took on the flesh, dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Let's go to Matthew chapter 1. Let's notice a little bit about what Matthew's gospel has to say in regards to the birth of the Messiah, the birth of Jesus Christ, the birth of this Jesus. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 23. "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Again, God in his word tells us just enough about the birth of Jesus Christ for us to see the fulfillment of prophecy and identify him as the Christ, as the Messiah. This Jesus that was promised in the Old Testament came at the beginning of the New Testament age. He came to fulfill all Scripture, and we identify him as the Christ. This Jesus we identify as the Messiah, because it was fulfilled according to Scripture. But notice in verse number 21, the angel said unto Joseph, And she, Mary, shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Look at Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Verse 1 through 14. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one of them into his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all men. The Bible tells us enough in the New Testament concerning the birth of Jesus Christ to fulfill Scripture and allow us to identify that when Christ was here, he was the Christ, the Messiah. He was Jesus. And in John's record, we saw that Jesus Christ was eternal. This Jesus is God. This Jesus is the Creator. Joseph was told, when your son comes forth, when God's son is born, you're to call him Jesus. And in verse number 11 of this text before us in Luke 2, the angel said unto you, is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This Jesus is seen in these records as the Savior. As the Savior. You'll call him Jesus. Why are we going to call him Jesus? Because he will save his people from their sins. The angel came testifying to these tending their flocks in the wilderness. Unto you this day is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Christ the Lord. Now let's go back to Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. Verse 1 through 10. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled in all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, For thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them, till it came and stood over them where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw not an infant, but when they were come into the house, they saw a young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. It's not my desire, it's not my purpose to look at all the scriptures that have to do with the birth of Jesus Christ and then go to all the traditions and all the customs and show the inconsistencies and where things don't really say what tradition or custom has to say. My mission, my purpose, my desire this morning is to show you in all of these records of the Gospels concerning Jesus Christ that he is shown to be this Jesus, this Christ, this Messiah, this eternal one, this God one, this creator one, this savior one. And in verse number 2 of our reading from Matthew chapter 2, these wise men came from the east looking for the king. This Jesus was that king. This Jesus was that king. Whatever you do this time of year, remember you're a Christian every day of the year. Draw your family close together and keep the focus on your family for reasons we'll not get into. Remember, whatever you do in word or deed, do all to the glory of the Lord, and be able to do it all in the name of this Jesus. And this Jesus, as we look at the scriptural records concerning his birth and the circumstances and what was going on in and around the time of his birth, we see him confirmed as this Jesus that Joseph and Mary were given a promise concerning. This Jesus is the eternal God, creator, and savior. He's king. He's king. In Mark's record, Mark chapter 1, the very opening words of the gospel according to Mark, says nothing about the birth of Jesus Christ. Says nothing about these circumstances and these things that were going in and around upon the time of Christ's coming. We've seen in the other three gospels. Mark begins by saying this is the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Mark's record really begins when Christ is about 30 years of age. Not a baby, not a child. But really it picks up the story where Jesus begins his public ministry, the beginning of the gospel. So this Jesus that we find in Scripture, this Jesus that we find revealed to us in all of these records, this Jesus is shown to us in all of these records concerning his birth to be the Christ, to be the Messiah. And in a close look at these records concerning this Jesus, we see this Jesus is eternal. This Jesus is God, deity, God in the flesh. The Word became flesh. This Jesus was the Creator. And without him was not anything made that was made. This Jesus is the King. This Jesus is the King of kings. And this Jesus has died, was buried, rose again. And yet he ascended back to the right hand of the Father to wait for the time when he would come and to bring his children home. And this is the Jesus. Not of the holiday, this is the Jesus, not of the traditions and the customs that are prevalent. This Jesus is not the Jesus that many people think they know. But this Jesus is the eternal God, creator, savior, and king. And when we come together, that's who we come to give honor and glory to. When we speak about Christ, when we speak about this Jesus having the preeminence in all things, this is the Jesus we're talking about. The eternal, the God-man, the creator, the savior, the king. It's this Jesus. We see over and over again in the book of Revelation, as we've been coming through the book on Wednesday nights, this is the Jesus that's revealed to us. This is the Jesus. Do you know this Jesus? Do you know this Jesus who is eternal, deity, creator, savior, king? Do you know this Jesus as your savior? Repent of your sins. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And we don't apologize for making that declaration and not being exhaustive in our explanation of it. If you're here and you're lost, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. But I will elaborate to one degree in responding to that call, maybe to say more. To be saved, you have to believe in this Jesus. This Jesus. Not the Jesus of tradition or custom. Not the Jesus that is politically correct. Not the Jesus that is acceptable to society and that they can have a birthday party for every year. But the Jesus you need to believe upon this morning in order to be saved is this Jesus that we see revealed to us from Scripture. You have to see this Jesus who was before all time, before anything was created. This Jesus in the beginning. This Jesus as deity, God was manifest in the flesh. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. This Jesus is the creator of all things. This Jesus is the Savior. This Jesus is the King. If you believe in this Jesus, God will save your soul. And I think it's important for God's people and those who name the name of Christ and who say that they are saved to likewise believe in this Jesus. To worship and offer up spiritual sacrifices in the name of this Jesus. Not any other version of Jesus. But the eternal deity, creator, savior, king, Jesus. This is the one we give preeminence to. This is the one we give honor and glory to. This is the one that we worship in spirit and in truth. This is the one that we bring our sacrifices before God in the name of. This is the one through which and in which we pray. This Jesus. God in the flesh, eternal, creator, savior, and king, this Jesus. Do you know him today? Let's stand together.